The king of Arzei HaLevana, the king of Kaf Ela, number 21, is the first out of the kingos that speaks about entirely about a topic that's not related to the Churban, to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Describes the very famous event, or a series of events, the murder, the torture of a group of people known as the Asara Haluge Malchus, the 10 Tzadikim, 10 Taurim, Tamid Chachamim, Tanayim, were killed by the Romans in the times of the Churban, even some of them before the Churban of Ayas. There's no mention, there's no discussion about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself in this particular kina. Some of the 10 Haruge Malchus were even murdered before, way before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shlomo Kohen Gadol. But at the same time, this kina is it's extremely relevant and extremely important in terms of our connection to our to Tisha B'Av this year. The kina highlights the idea, as Rav Kamenetsky mentioned before, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that Shkula Misa Tzadikim Keneged Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, that the murder or the death, not just the murder, but the death of Tzadikim is compared to, is measured, is great for us, is important to us, as the burning of the Beis Elokeinu, the burning of the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's something that's important to understand, to think about, to try to internalize why that's true. What exactly that gets a very, very daring comparison that that's made by Chazali. Death of Tzadikim is as great as the Churban HaBayis. And we try to memorialize that, understand that through this particular kina. The stories are very, very famous, really famous. Rabbi Shmuel's face being flayed off of his body when he was trying to mourn and connect it to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva's skin being shaved off by the hands of the Romans, by the iron combs, the Gemaras we're all familiar with. Rabbi Chanan ben Tragel being wrapped in a Sefer Torah and then being burnt alive. A slow, so brutal death. Rabbi Chutzpah's Atorgman's tongue being cut out of his mouth and laying out in the streets. A very graphic, very harsh, very difficult imageries that are presented in the Kinoal, in allusion, these stories are much longer when they're found in Chazal. Our mourning, on the other hand, the idea of the Kina that we're saying in Kina Kaf Aleph, is not really meant to be a mourning, though, about the scary or sometimes grotesque or gross stories that are there. First, if you listen to the words and you try to conjure up an image, the truth is it is stirring. It's very, very moving. You tremble when you saw something like that. Sitting in the street, especially if you understood what was like. We can't even imagine what it means to watch someone's skin being cut off through their body, to see a tongue of a tzaddik like that laying on the floor. But that's not what we're really mourning about. We're mourning for something that really is very, very personal in these events. We're mourning trying to grapple with our understanding of our feelings about our relationship to the type of people that these Talmidei Chachamim, the Asara Haruge Malchus, represented. It's meant to get us thinking, meant to get us connected a lot more. We know everything in Torah, everything in the world is not by accident. Everything comes with a calculation. Everything is planned and orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly the way it's supposed to be. When there were 10 Haruge Malchus that were killed, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that number has significance to us. It wasn't 9, it wasn't 11, it wasn't 13. There were 10 Haruge Malchus. We all know that the number 10 in Chazal represents a number of shlemos, of a certain amount of completion. 10 Jews together represent a tzibur. They represent a community that's there. Those who go deeper into other areas in Jewish thought know the number 10 represents the mitos, spheros, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to govern the world. 10 Haruge Malchus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us that the perfection of the Jewish people, the completion of the Jewish people, the heights that we're supposed to achieve can only be through people like these Talmidei Chachamim. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along during these times, in these bitter times, and said, you know what, it's not those people that I'm going to take away, I'm going to cut down from the world, because we're not in a state right now where things are good. We're not in a state where things are going well. And we have to now try to understand why and how and what that means. If we look through the kingdom, we see certain things that really, really catch, and are meant to catch, our emotion. The second line of the kina, we start to describe who these Talmidei Chacham were. Beautiful, beautiful descriptions. We describe them as Chemdas Yisrael. These are the people that are the most cherished in Klal Yisrael. That's an emotion. We have to cherish Talmidei Chachamim. They're described as the Klei HaKodesh, the holy vessels. Vessels that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Klei HaKodesh used to be kelim that were chulin. They used to be regular kelim. They started were made in an oven, in a kiln, in a furnace, like everything else. But yet, through human intention, kavana, through human action, they became holy. They became things that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have to remember that these Talmidei Chachamim that we see, these tzaddikim that we see, used to be just like every one of us in our younger days. They became something through hard work, through growth. Klei HaKodesh. They were tahorei lev, or pure of heart. There was an inherent goodness that was there. Kodeshei Kadoshim. They're the holy of holies. Living a life of Kedusha. Such a struggle for so many of us today. Something we think about, we hear about. How to be holy people in a world that's so not holy today. The Misa Tzadikim that we describe is compared to Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, because the truth is, we all know that every single one of us is meant to be a Beis HaMikdash. We all know the famous quote brought in many of the Rishonim, V'shachanti V'socham, the Pasuk says, I want to dwell in the midst of Klal Yisrael, seemingly speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, where many of the Rishonim bring an idea of V'shachanti V'socham, I'm going to live in them. It doesn't say I'm going to live in it, in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather I'm going to live amongst them, Jews, we, human beings, people, are supposed to be the Bati Mikdash of the world. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us. A tzaddik is a person who pulled it off. A tzaddik is a person who did it. He actually accomplished that goal of being that Beis HaMikdash, being that place of the Hashras HaShlein. He made it. And we look at those tzaddikim and we say, you know what, when I see them, I realize that, you know, hey, I could do that too. That could be me. That's the earth. But yet, as the Nefesh HaChaim teaches us, in a very, very powerful, very, very powerful teaching, he quotes a chazal that when the Jews saw the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, and Titus, who we heard about a little bit earlier, with a pride of what he thought, he destroyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he won over God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu last night and says famous words, Kimcha Techina Techinas. You're just grinding pre-ground the flour. You did nothing. You didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash was already down and out when the people were down and out. When we were no longer walking Bate Mikdash for ourselves, inside and out, that's when, and only then, were you able to come and play games without the physical structure. But it's really us that are the Bate Mikdash. And those Talmidei Chachamim set a standard for us. This is what it could be, and this is what it should be. And look how powerful the contrast that the Kina makes between the two sides of the coin. There's a contrast between good people who are holy people living a life of godliness to people who are horrible, to people who are vicious and evil, who torture other human beings. The contrast between light and dark and good and bad couldn't be any stronger than is made here in this kingdom. We're not just talking about someone who didn't like a Talmid Chacham, he didn't like the tzaddik, he wasn't into that particular guy, he didn't give him respect. We're talking about people who came and cut out tongues and cut off faces and flayed human beings alive. That's evil. But look who you're doing that to. You're doing that to the epitome of God here in this world, the human Beis HaMikdash. And we come along and we have to walk away. There are certain take-home lessons that are here. In life, the truth be told, whether or not we always like to think about this or not, but the MS is, and on days like Tisha, when we can speak the truth, it is one or the other. You're either going to be on that side of the coin, or you're going to be on that side of the coin. You can be the Beis HaMikdash, you can be the giant tzaddik, like the Asara ruling about this word, the people that brought the Shekhinah into the world, or you can end up being one of those vicious and evil people, like the Romans and their group were. We can realize that we have the ability to look at those Talmidei Chachamim amongst us, our Rebbeim, our Rosh Yeshiva, and say, you know what, I realize, wow, how much can I accomplish when I can climb those ladders that we're doing over the course of this summer, back in school, back during the yeshiva year, I can become something great and be like that, halavai, I should try my hardest, because I realize that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world from us, that, and I can actually do that. I can be a person that represents goodness, I can be a person that represents godliness in this world. I can be a Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, I can very much not be. But the mourning and the avelis that we're doing for these Asara Harugei Malchus is meant to drive home the point. And well, this will begin, you know, saying the Kina, that we see, oh my gosh, right, there was such Kedusha, such realness that existed in these Talmidei Chachamim. And we see that they're taken from us. It's Keneged Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. We're watching the Korban take place in front of our eyes. We should walk away appreciating the Talmidei Chachamim, appreciating the Tzaddikim, yearning and striving to emulate their ways, to learn from them in every way we possibly can. And Be'ezer Hashem, when we are able to bring back the goodliness and godliness of those Talmidei Chachamim into ourselves and build ourselves, then we can be Zochem, Be'ezer Hashem, to the next stage that we're all hoping for over the course of this day. Ayazeh HaLevanah.